Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to r/entitledpeople, where this Karen thinks it would be a good idea to film a woman on a plane who is having a heart attack. Karen rages when I snatch her phone after she was filming a dying woman. A few years ago, I was on a flight from London to Sydney when an older woman, maybe 70, suddenly collapsed in the aisle. The flight attendants rush over to her and check her pulse and determine she doesn't have one and commence CPR. People are standing up to see what's happening, and a few people start to film. At this point, the flight crew have brought out a defibrillator and have had to remove the dying woman's shirt to use it on her. Myself and a few other people tried to stand around them to block the view and give the poor woman some dignity in this horrible moment. The flight crew are naturally panicking, but remaining professional. One flight attendant is asking people to stop filming, but they don't. The closest person to me was Karen, and she had her phone moving at all angles to try and get some footage of the poor woman on the floor. I snatched her phone out of her hands and called her a disrespectful idiot, and she instantly started screeching that I'd stolen her phone. The flight attendants weren't paying attention to what she was saying, as they clearly had more important things to focus on. She then grabbed a flight attendant, who was assisting with first aid, by the arm and told them I'd stolen her phone. I didn't want to cause more drama for the poor flight attendant, who was so flustered, so I threw her phone down on her seat. The lady collapsed shortly before we landed. So once we'd landed, we all had to wait on the plane while ambulance crew boarded and commended CPR and eventually took her off the flight. While we were waiting, Karen said, "Can we get off the plane? I want to go home. I've had a long flight and I'm tired." Luckily for me, someone else was sick of her BS because they told her to shove her complaints up her butt. I wish I'd thrown her phone out of the plane if I could have. I mean, genuinely, is that where we are right now in society, where when someone is having a heart attack and dying in front of you, you take your phone out and start filming them? I don't even get it. Like, what are you going to do with that footage? Are you going to like put it on Facebook or something? Try and get views with it on YouTube? Like, what are you going to do with that? It's just such a strange decision. I don't get that at all. I've got to say though, OP, well done for calling her out. It's a shame that it sounds like nobody else there really backed you up. It was kind of just you. Weird. I would have thought that everyone there who wasn't directly helping or covering her would have said to this woman, "What the f*** are you doing, you crazy b***? Put your phone away and f*** off." Now moving on to our next entitled people story. Brother, who worked in fast food, kept putting mustard on my burgers till I told his manager. This happened roughly 7 years ago. My brother got his first job at 18, and it was at a local fast food restaurant. In my previous post, I talked about how much I don't like mustard, but my family loves it. Well, when my brother got that job, there were a few times I ate there while he was on shift. He was new, so they had him either cleaning or assembling the burgers at that time. I tell the clerk that was taking my order that I wanted no mustard on my burger. But when I got the burger, there was mustard. I took it back and they remade it without the mustard. But the next time I ate there, I got mustard again, despite asking them not to put it on. And I got the burger remade again. It took the third time for this to happen before I realized my brother was doing it on purpose. The third burger had like more than twice the required amount of mustard on it. And when I showed it to the manager, I quietly told him about my family's crazy love for mustard and how they tried to make me eat it for so long and never understood that I don't like it. The manager thought it was weird, but said he'd keep a closer eye on my brother and got my burger remade again. Well, the next time I came in while my brother was there, the manager took a moment to watch him assembling the burgers and caught him not only putting mustard on my burger again, but using way too much, just like the last time, with a big evil grin on his face. I heard the manager yell out his name and my brother jumped and fumbled the mustard squirter, then dropped it, which got yellow mustard on the manager and all over the floor. The manager had him clean up the mess while another employee remade my burger without mustard and then wrote my brother up for maliciously tampering with my food. and he was made to clean the bathrooms and anything else the manager felt like needed extra cleaning that day. After that, I never got mustard on my burger there again while my brother was working there. The evening that all went down, my brother complained to my parents that I'd gotten him in trouble over a little joke when he got home from work. My dad initially sided with my brother without hearing my side, but I pointed out that all I did was want my order that I paid for the way I'd ordered it, and he was intentionally sabotaging it just because I was there, which last I checked was not part of his job. And it was the manager who caught him sabotaging my food as he was making it. Then I described the scene that went down in detail, which my brother had conveniently glossed over in his version of events. He had no leg to stand on, so he called me a jerk and acted like he was gonna slug me, but my mum defused the situation and said I was right, and if my brother wanted to keep a job, he shouldn't be pulling stupid pranks while at work. My dad had pretty much nothing more to say on the matter. He loves mustard, but he also wouldn't do something like that and risk his job. My brother lasted only 6 months working at that restaurant before he quit and went to work elsewhere. He was on thin ice with two write-ups and decided to put in his notice before they fired him. He never got a job in fast food again, and the manager at the restaurant told me he was not missed. So does your brother just hate you then? Is that what's going on here? I can't really work it out. Like, yeah, maybe you'd do that prank once. I agree though, it is risky to do that when you're at work. But yeah, do it once and maybe it's funny, I guess, a little bit. But then when you're doing it twice, three times, and every other time ever, what are you gaining from that? It's weird. Again, I just don't really get it. Like a video the other day, a weird prank, if you can call it that, I just don't really understand. He's actually extremely lucky that he didn't just get flat out fired there, because genuinely, if you take this as just face value, an employee at a restaurant is literally going against what a customer has ordered on purpose multiple times. Like, yeah, I'm sure your brother knew this, but what if you were allergic to mustard? I don't know, maybe you can be allergic to mustard. You said no mustard, he whacks loads on there and you die. What happens then? And yeah, you could argue that's a bit of an extreme hypothesis, but stranger things have happened in life. Let me tell you that. And now moving on to our final story of today's episode. You got hired, so you have to put a good word in and make sure I get hired too. This happened in 2016. My older sister and I were both unemployed, so we both went to this youth centre that helps youth or homeless find employment. I just turned 19 and never had a job. She was 22 and worked a few jobs, but could never keep a stable one. Always late, calling out too much, no show, etc. We sign up at the centre. I get a call back a couple of days later for orientation, and my sister never got a call back. I'm not sure if it was from her previous employment, her age, I don't know. After orientation, they gave me a paid training for 1 week. Once that was done, it was time to call one of the establishments listed on the available places. I start my first day, then finish my first week and my last week. I had to complete a total of 100 hours and got paid through the city, $10 per hour at the time. Well, apparently the place I worked really loved me. The staff, managers, even corporate who worked in the back office. They offered me a position halfway through my second week working through the city, and I happily accepted. I'm about a month into working at this place on their payroll. Still new, barely running a register. My sister still hasn't found a job yet, so she texts me while I'm at work to put a good word in for me. Tell your boss to hire me, I'll be right there to fill out an app. I tell her I wasn't going to, given her track record with the job she's had. That's when she says, "You got hired after we both signed up for the same thing. You're supposed to help me out." Now, at the time, my parents gave us both an ultimatum to find jobs, otherwise we get the boot. I found one, my sister didn't, but she was never kicked out. I quit schooling because I thought I was going to get kicked out to find a job. So I wasn't gonna risk fricking up my chance at this place by putting a good word in for someone who will half show up. After those series of texts, I got so upset at the audacity and entitlement. She really thought it was my responsibility for her employment. Delusional. It still gets me mad thinking about it. Okay, so fast forward to Christmas that same year, and my sister again sends me text after text saying, "You have to get us gifts this year. You have to go all out. That's what you do when you have your first job." Like, what? I didn't respond. And that Christmas, I got her a $50 Visa card and a bottle of lotion.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, no, you weren't hired because you're not good enough for the job. Your sister putting in a good word for you or whatever isn't going to help at all. Like, if you're entitled and lazy, you're not going to get the job anyway. Doesn't matter who you know. Nepotism can only take you so far. If you're just bad at the job, then it really doesn't matter. Sorry. You know what's actually quite sad, OP? And it's not entirely relevant to the story or commentary now, but the fact that you had to quit school to find a job so you could stay in your house, that's a bit messed up. Especially given the fact that your sister didn't quit school, it sounds like, and didn't get a job, and then just stayed in the house anyway, and then just tried to use you to get a job down the line. Like, what is that? Why are your parents not prioritizing your education? That is very, very strange. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, your family are odd. Anyway, guys, that is gonna do it for this episode of r/entitledpeople. I really hope you have enjoyed it. If you did and you want to see more from this subreddit straight away, check out this video. It is nothing short of sensational. Look how long it is. Watch it all. It's brilliant. Give me that juicy watch time. I love you forever. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, and I'll see you guys all tomorrow with a brand new video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.